The comedian Nate Bargatze's father is a professional magician, and Bargatze tells a story about the time his father was, I think, being given an award. He was at a gathering, and he was going to be performing some of his magic at this gathering, and it was decided that as a special treat to his father, Nate would be hidden inside one of the tricks he was performing. It was the kind of thing where you put someone inside a box and you open the box and the person's gone, or a different person's in there. Anyway, the trick was done and Bargatze, surprising his father, appeared. And then it was decided that not only should he appear, but he should start doing some of his stand-up. Now, the people at that gathering knew Bargatze's dad was a magician, but they did not know that Nate Bargatze was a comedian. And so he started doing his shtick, and he realized, as he said in this joke, that if you do stand-up and people don't know you're doing stand-up, they think you're just talking mean, which I thought was very funny. And I thought of it the other day because I was with a group of people, and we were talking about naming things. And the book, the self-help book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, came up. And that was mentioned because we were talking about whether there should be curse words inside names. And after someone mentioned that book, I made a joke to one of the people at the gathering that, hey, you got to get with it, babe. All the kids love those kinds of titles. That was the joke, the premise being, of course, that it's not really important that you get it. It's not really important that you put curse words in titles of anything. But I sensed, once I made this joke, that the person I made it to did not perceive it as a joke, did not think it was a joke, did not get it, but were instead insulted by it in some way, which caught me by surprise. But it reminded me that as artists, whether comedians, poets, painters, novelists, short story writers, our audience has a role to play in our work. Specifically in comedy, the laughter comes when the audience fills in what you don't say. You have to leave room for the audience to make the connection that you're hoping they will make. You don't want to explain your jokes. And this leaves room for misinterpretations. This leaves room for people not liking your stories, not getting it. You know, I published a collection of short pieces called Write Within Yourself, and each one was about 400 to 500 words long. And they were little stories and observations about writing in the creative process. But 400 to 500 words is pretty short. So I didn't have a lot of time. So I had to try to express the most in the fewest words possible. And when people didn't like the book, and a lot of people did like the book, but when people didn't, they always said the same thing in the comments, in the reviews. I don't get it. It's like he's not saying anything. I don't get it. I left room. I tried to leave room for the audience, but if you don't make the connection, if the room I leave, it just feels like a blank space, you don't get it, you feel left out. As artists, we have to trust in the audience. We need them. We need them to fill in what we don't include. You can't put, if I were to describe this room I'm in, I can't describe every single book, every pillow on the futon, every string on the guitar, every hair on my head. I have to leave stuff out. We always leave stuff out, and we trust that the reader will fill in what we leave out. But sometimes, like maybe the joke I made, maybe I didn't really phrase it right. Maybe I left out too much. Maybe I assumed too much. Or maybe just wherever this person was, it wasn't the right thing at that moment. We have to leave room for the audience and trust that they will fill in what is needed and know that sometimes they're not going to. They're just not going to. And it's not necessarily our fault. And it's not necessarily their fault either. We have to let them be. We do our work, do the best we can, put it out there, and then let the people who are going to read it or not be. Let them love it or not love it. Let them like it, let them hate it. We have to let them be. It's not easy because we want everybody to like our stuff. And in social situations, it's uncomfortable when we're misunderstood. It's uncomfortable. I didn't have a chance to apologize because I didn't understand what was going on at that moment. But nonetheless, our ultimate goal as artists is to let the audience be, let everyone be who they are. Let them be. Do your best, then let them be. Do your best, then let everyone be. It's the best way to relate to other people. And writing is a great opportunity to practice it every time we sit down to write. It's true. Yeah. As always, if you enjoy this, you don't want to miss anything, subscribe. And if you like it, say so. I do love to hear from you. So until next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.